Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Judge Kevin Mullins, he is the judge who lost his life at the hands of Lecter County, Kentucky Sheriff, former Sheriff, I should say, Sean Mickey Steins. It was a bizarre situation. The two friends for quite some time, a good chunk of life, actually, going out to lunch before the shooting took place. And then caught on camera, they look at something on the judge's phone, and a weapon is drawn, and a man's life ended. Why? How? What happened here? Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss. Do we know anything more about what is going on in this case? I know the initial statement was made that the sheriff was in extreme emotional distress. Something triggered him. But what, I guess, is the question?
Well, you know, the rumors that are swirling in that town have been addressed and put forth by so many members of the community. One of the preachers in the area has said, listen, we need to suppress all that. It's very, difficult for the family to hear and to discuss, and some people saying it's very true, some people saying it's not true, in terms of the judge's possible relationship with one of the children of mm-hmm. the sheriff. None of that has been authenticated by mm-hmm. law enforcement. So we, other than speculation and rumor,
yeah.
we don't know of any of that to be true. But I can tell you from a law enforcement perspective, there is a very significant triggering thing that happened to cause the sheriff that had been in law enforcement for years without incident, who was good friends. In fact, at one point, Tony, it's my understanding, they were married to sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were very, very close. And to turn, and I know you've probably seen the footage, as has your audience, but he walks in there. It's so deliberate and calculated, turns, faces him. This isn't a, you know, a ambush from behind. He wants him to look straight into his face, shoots him. And then as he's leaving, turns back around and shoots some more. Mm-hmm. He wants to make sure that, you know, the job is done. And then, you know, voluntarily, you know, gives up his firearm and basically, you know, doesn't do anything to hide what he's done or run or. So this wasn't calculated to me. This was something that was triggered very quickly.
Yeah. And something that, you know, I would say he probably believed he was in the right and that this was called for in his mind at that moment in time, based on whatever they were looking at on that phone. And that is the big question, which I'm sure we will eventually find out once this actually makes it to court. But until then, it is all speculation. Is it a great idea, though, for like the local preacher to be saying, let's not talk about this, it's hard to discuss? Like, I get that, but at the same point, maybe we should be discussing this. Maybe things should be dug into right now. If not now, when? So maybe some truth can come to light. Maybe some other people can hear stories. Maybe other people can come out if there is more to it. Because especially when you talk about things, and again, all speculation, but when you talk about things, relationships, adults with minors and things like that, and I'm not saying he had that because we just don't know. But oftentimes, folks who are doing that are often involved with more than just one person. So I don't know that it's a great idea to say, let's you know, it hurts everybody's feelings. It does. But yeah, we do need facts here.
Yes. I mean, law enforcement is going to be all over this in terms of digging deep into everybody's phone records that were in this inner circle. And again, we don't know that this was the situation. I can think of so many other things that could have been on the phone. But as I always say, at the root of every ounce of rumor is an ounce of truth.
Yeah.
Not completely. I mean, what if the phone was used and was thought to be that of the daughter, but was really being utilized by the wife to communicate?
Yeah.
Right. And then that was what the issue was. Or what if there were photos that were seen and not even communications? We just really don't know right now. But I found it very interesting that the preacher did make those announcements. And it seems to have quelled some of the rumor mill, at least to some degree.
Yeah. There's so many questions as to what took place here. How do you think, number one, that this will make it to trial, considering just how blatant it is that, you know, it's on video, he shot him, there's no question that he shot him. I know he's pled not guilty, but are we going to see this go to trial with some sort of defense of emotional distress or something of that nature?
I think it'll go to trial unless he gets offered some sort of plum deal, mm-hmm. a plum deal like, you know, manslaughter, you know, 5 years, time served, some plum deal like that. Because I think the sheriff would take something like that. I think he realized that even though he did something, I think he believes he was sort of authorized by a greater being to do. Mm-hmm. I think that he understands there's going to be some sort of punishment.
Yeah.
And I think he would take a reasonable punishment. But I don't think other than a plum deal, he'll take an offer. I see him possibly going to trial, especially if it is egregious circumstances, yeah, like what's flying around. Because if it is, you're going to have a lot of people in that jury box that may just say, I would do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think if it does play out the way that the rumors have been flying around, I think you'd have a lot of dads and such who would be like, yeah, I'd do the same thing too if I found out that information. But again, we just don't know. We don't know what happened. And it might have absolutely nothing to do with the daughter and the family. I mean, there could have been some other horrible stressor in this man's life at that moment in time that could have pushed him over the edge as well. It may or may not even involve that judge. That's just what we do not know. How and when do you think we will find out more answers to the mysteries in this case?
Well, I think we'll find out sooner rather than later. And this is why, as far as I know, there's been no gag order. There's been no protective order. And so as court documents start to fly and we start seeing discovery, that's when we're going to start seeing things come out. Now, will the judge in this matter, you know, put a protective order or a gag order in place? That well could happen. I mean, this is a small community. I also look for a venue change. I mean, everyone in this little town would know the sheriff and the judge, or would have had some interaction, at least to some degree, even if it was just seeing them on television or seeing their signs or having somebody they know arrested or something good done, right, by the sheriff and his officers, you know. So I would think a change of venue would be happen. And when that happens, you're going to have hearings. And, you know, unless they do what they did in Delphi, which is so rare, we're going to be able to see what they have to say.
It's going to be very interesting. And there was already calls for possibly the death penalty in this case for the sheriff. Is that jumping the gun a bit on this? I mean, obviously, someone's life did end. But if we are talking about some sort of trauma that he experienced, or just shocking, horrible information, do we go into death penalty territory then?
Well, it was a cold-blooded murder. It's caught on tape. So part of the parameters of considering a death penalty is the strength of evidence. And there's really no stronger case than when you see a murder on film.
True.
And then you take also into account that he's a sheriff's officer, so he knows right from wrong. Yeah. So you take that into account. But as you said, was this a moment of temporary insanity due to an impassioned feeling or belief regarding a situation? Is that mitigating? And that's, of course, what will be argued.
Yeah.
And was it mitigating enough to get him off the hook in a jury's eyes?
It's so interesting to see how the community reacts to whatever the reason is, and how easy it is for them to pick sides on something like this. I mean, it could be very, very obvious what side one would want to be on once we find out the answers to what took place here, or it could put everybody in the middle and you could end up with another situation similar to Karen Reed, I suppose.
Yeah. And it also, what if we never find out?
Yeah.
What if they can't find anything? I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I don't think that will necessarily be the case, but what if it is? What if we ever know? Then you do have a death penalty case. Then you do have probably a very easy conviction. But I just think there's something much more to this. I think this is an onion and we've seen layer one.
Yeah, I mean, one would have to guess this man has already spoken to investigators and given his reason for acting the way he did. But we have yet to figure out exactly what that is. And hopefully we find out soon for the sake of everybody in that community. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.